But anyway, today I was just telling you, brother, today's a sad day. I was just telling Evan here, I'm a little late to podcast because I went to my beloved Korean grocery store called To The World Farm. I can see it as I'm looking out my window now. It's a beloved East Williamsburg establishment. It's been in business for 30 years. And for like 2 weeks now, the groceries have all been 50% off. So I was like, something's up. And I hope it's not what I think it is. And then earlier this week, they didn't restock all the dairy, all the milk in the fridge, and the lights were off back there. So I started even more worried. And now I walked in to get a juice, got my juice. But yeah, there are signs that were saying after 30 years of business, we're closing our doors. And
goddamn,
I swear to God, if it's replaced by a vape shop, I'm gonna fucking KMS. If anyone else is in East Williamsburg, they might have noticed that the Dobbin on Graham is now another goddamn vape shop.
What do you think's going on there? Like, why?
Are there really that many people looking for their little cartridges and their little weed that we need that many? Vape shops are the new bodegas, and I don't like it.
I just can't imagine them actually being profitable.
I know, right? Like,
every time I walk past one, no one's in there.
Yeah, or there's always like one person in there. Like, what is this? It's got to be.
It's a front
for what, dude?
For the Williamsburg Polish Mafia.
Tax avoidance on their actual weed sales. But don't you get huge tax breaks to set, or was that like just a thing when it?
To sell vape?
To sell.
They're giving tax breaks out to the vape kings and vape queens of NYC.
No. If you're like actually like apart from like the vape shops, if you're like actually growing and selling weed in states where it's legal,
weed,
weren't there like tax incentives at the beginning? Because those stores also sell weed, no? Or at least the one.
See, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the I don't know how to differentiate the two. If one's like a quote unquote, because they don't use the word dispensary out here.
Oh yeah,
like a weed shop versus a vape shop. But you know, every time I see retail space for rent, I assume either one of those two is going in there. And brother, I don't know how many more fucking zooted SpongeBob murals I have left in me.
Dude, I know, right? Just I've been working on it for a long time. You know what? Them jeans type reel will be more of a TikTok of just all the fucking crazy vape shops and just alone in this neighborhood, not even all over New York.
So is this how we're starting the show? Is that a little Dewey Rude that I heard you go
Dewey
in on?
Dewey Rude, dude. I'm going to have to stop by and see just what happened. Where did the business model break down? You know, what was their downfall? But yeah, Dewey Rude to all the fucking vape shops replacing beloved establishments. Not that I actually never went into that Dobbin, but I'd rather see the Dobbin than a fucking vape shop. And with that, it's episode 124, right?
124, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I hope everyone is staying hydrated. They're staying indoors where they can. They're avoiding the global heat advisory. Temperatures in Saudi Arabia and Iran, 150 heat index, not actually.
Yeah.
But it's a scorcher out there, brother.
Yeah, this is, I can't remember the last time it was this hot in the city. Rats are just fucking dropping dead. I don't know if you've noticed this. Maybe I keep seeing dead rats on the street. Not like more than usual, just like
more than usual.
Our furry fellows are having heat strokes.
Yeah, maybe that's I'm not in Nolita as often as you, so I feel like I've been hanging out in Brooklyn lately.
Yeah.
Laying low, and I feel like the rat population is not as dense. So maybe that's but I believe you that they're dropping dead.
Yep. But yeah, 95 degrees today in New York. I think it's the last day of the major heat wave. What's new?
Ugh, man, I wish I had more to update you on. I was forced into a staycation for 2 weeks. You know, sometimes you wake up one morning and you got a steady job and longtime listeners of the show know I'm freelance. So, you know, I take on multiple projects. But sometimes you wake up from an ongoing job and someone texts you and they say, hey, we don't have anything for you. Like, we don't have anything new for you for the foreseeable future. We'll let you know when something comes back in. So you're kind of forced into a, I guess I wouldn't call it unemployment because I have a project that's upcoming next week that I'll be working on for the next couple months. But, you know, you're kind of surprised by all this time off. And so what do you do?
Man, what have you been doing?
You take your bike out and you fucking ride that thing all the way to Fort Tilden.
Oh my God, you did? When'd you go? I've been wondering, like, what's he up to? Is he ain't working?
You know, well, yeah, no, I'm not working. I'm kind of just like laying low. Like, that's like my new, that's what I've just been telling people, laying low, even though I don't know exactly what it entails.
Yeah.
Kind of trying to get my, just hanging out with the honey, a lot of honey time. And, you know, I made the observation the other day that I think Anna was the only person I had spoken to verbally.
Yeah.
In a 2-day window. And it got me a little nervous. Not about us or the relationship, but just in
to be clear.
For my mental health. So that's why I took the bike out all the way to Titty Tilden.
To look at some titties.
You know, my grandfather once told me that.
To get his mind back in the
right
place.
Yeah, well, no, like, all right, because I've been feeling a little down. Damn, I've been feeling a little kind of contemplative lately.
Right.
You know, you ask about my wellness, my overall mental health, feeling a little down. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to take out the bike. I'm going to go fucking all the way out of Titty Tilden. And I remember what my grandfather once told me about depression. He says, you know, brother, son, grandson, he said, grandson, sometimes to cure the blues, all you need to see is a nice rack. And
I think you've told me this before. Yeah. And that kept him alive until his late 90s. A rack a day keeps the Alzheimer's.
There weren't that many out there. There weren't that many out there on a Tuesday. You could see him in the distance.
And, no quirked up shotties on a Tuesday. Yeah,
no quirked up shotties on a Tuesday. It's mostly, I think, kind of just like the middle-aged or the senior-level retirees out there just fucking topless, hanging out. And, you know,
how did the bike ride feel, though? Because that's a pretty long ride, I feel like. I mean, I know you've been working out, but I don't know how much, like, real endurance, cardio training you've been doing.
Well, it sucked. I made the mistake of, like, raising my seat a little bit too high. And I didn't have a tool on me to lower it. So I was kind of like, I don't know. I really fucked up my, what's it called? All right. I fucked up my gooch.
Your gooch.
I fucked up my prostate.
Yeah.
Like just it's fucking.
It's sore. Bumping on the seat.
Not bumping on. Yeah. Kind of bumping on the seat. I mean, you get out there, like you bike 14 miles all the way out to the beach.
Yeah.
And then you go and you fucking eat the sandwich that you picked up at the deli. You fucking down the water that you brought.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the ocean. You look at it for a little bit and you think to yourself, oh, God, how does the ocean work? And then you stand up and you decide I'm kind of bored and you come home.
Mm-hmm.
But the bike ride home, your fucking gooch is sore as hell. And you think to yourself, how am I going to go 13 miles all the way back?
Yeah.
And a couple things happen during the bike ride back. But to answer your question about the endurance, about my my physical ability, it was rough.
Yeah.
But, you know, like the next day I wasn't all too sore. Like I went to the gym the day after. So I think I was in good shape. But on the way back, I think all of my like my ongoing bit of life railing against dog owners is finally catching up with me, because there was a moment when I was biking in Red Hook.
Uh-huh.
And there was this older woman sitting out by the sidewalk, and I was in this like area where I had to get on the sidewalk because like there was just too much traffic. I was getting honked at too often, and it was only just for like a block.
Yeah.
And so I just decided like, hey, no one's on this sidewalk, it's gonna be fine, like I can do this really quickly and then get back on the street.
Hit someone's dog.
Saw
oh god What'd he do?
This woman's like outside her house. She's on the sidewalk, and it's like the sidewalk is covered with shade from the trees, and this small brown dog that I barely saw almost hits my wheel. And I thought to myself, like, brother, that would have been.
I almost hit the dog.
Okay. I almost hit the dog. And I thought to myself, my life, this is so selfish. Like, all right, RIP to the dog if I hit it. Sorry. Like, I mean, like, I would feel deep guilt. But like 30 seconds later, I thought to myself, like, holy shit, if I hit that dog,
yeah,
my life would be over.
There goes your reputation. There goes the 401k.
Like, I think you could probably get away with manslaughter, like vehicular manslaughter, and like people wouldn't judge you as harshly as like you accidentally hitting a dog.
That's a pretty...
What do you think about
that? I don't know about that, but yeah, I don't know. I guess that just... Oh, that's an interesting question. I mean, I've been in a car that accidentally, it was in the suburbs of Kansas, and a dog that like ran out into the street. So like we tried to swerve out of the way and accidentally hit it. And something is really jarring about that feeling the collision and then seeing the dog limp off. So I wouldn't wish that on anyone on both sides. Both sides. I'm pro dog.
It's like Trump over here.
Pro life.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm glad.
People on both sides. The dog's a good person.
Yeah.
The vehicle owner's a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't hit that dog.
I didn't hit the dog, but I did get caught in the rain, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah, kind of like Tour de France, huh?
Yeah, it was fun. But
did you go? That's a long route through Red Hook. Did you hit that? You know the Red Hook Deli? You know the TikTok Deli?
The Walkie Way? The Aki Way?
The Aki Way. Yeah, the Aki Way.
The Aki Way? Yeah. The Aki Way Deli? No.
Because that's in Red Hook.
That's in Red Hook? No, I didn't hit that. I didn't hit that.
He wants that.
Not a lot of hitting going on.
The Aki Way. Sorry, okay. All right.
Have you been?
Dude, I've just been... nothing, you know... Nothing ever new in my life. Just trying to relearn how to DJ, you know, getting ready for a tour, trying to figure out I was trying to figure out my cheap car rental, which I told you about, fell through. And I was like, how do I back out? I was trying to think of all the excuses I could think of, but finally I used that app Turo or whatever that we use on the way to Amagansett. Rented a car. It's got no insurance, and I think it probably ended up being like $600 or $700 cheaper than like renting through like Kayak or Avis or anything, but it's still like really, really tearing through my budget. But I'm excited about it. I ordered a fucking, not because it's like aesthetic, but more so just because I kind of want to try to. And my label would love to see me post content along the way. So right. I bought like a fucking dumbass Y2K, $70 like Y2K camera, just like a Sony. Forgot what it even was. And I'm going to try to take some videos, trying to take some photo, you know, stitch together little reels along the way as I make my way through the great East Coast and the South and the Southwest and the West Coast and all of the United States. But so yeah, just been busy with that. Fucking bartending, getting ready for my 30th birthday. You know, I'm not a big birthday person, and in the last couple of days, every morning I woke up and instantly felt anxious about having to fucking host a birthday party. Try to call it off, didn't work, so I just roped my sister into it that we'll be celebrating her birthday too, July 30th, but I'll be gone on tour before my actual birthday, so August 4th, we're throwing another goddamn birthday party at everybody's favorite basement bar. Lovely day, so, you know, if you want to make me look good, come out for a little bit, have a drink, say happy birthday, and have a good time. Right, nobody weird is gonna come. I gotta pack.
I don't know. I don't know. Would that be so bad? Would that be so bad if if
my dad's gonna
an overzealous fan came.
No, I'd love that. Come celebrate. You know, I think I've also been feeling really reflective and pensative. Is that a word?
Pensive.
I was thinking pensative. Yeah. Pensive. Cause yeah, it's 30. I gotta get it together. You know, I can't like.
All right, from scale from 1 to 10, how together do you feel like your life is?
I'd say I'm about a 3. I'm at a 3 right now.
You're at a solid 3.
Well, it's like.
I know there's a lot of factors into that. I mean, I guess we could always like, categorize having shit together. You know, emotionally.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think emotionally I'm in a pretty good place.
Experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like nothing, you know, you're kind of like, I'm okay at like a couple things and just kind of like pushing it along. Really no like larger goal in mind. Whereas I feel like I used to have like very specific goals in mind. And then, you know, you also start thinking like, how do I own a home? How do I get there? And when I start thinking about, you know, we got a lot of friends that are starting to own homes or close to there. Yeah. You're probably close too. And I feel
what? Like, no, I'm not close.
Brother, you got the credit, down payment. All that takes is a quick Pfizer job. And you're
I need what I really need is a financial advisor, but continue.
Yeah. No. So I guess I'm thinking a lot about what I want my 30s to look like. You feel like you've been thinking about that?
I think about that every day. I have trouble falling asleep because of these thoughts.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. No, I feel like we need to fucking call Deeps back up and like have them patches. Dude, yeah. I don't even just need, not even just patches. They need to set me up to an IV that just puts my, like,
dude,
that
put
just
you to bed.
Induces me into a coma.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. I think about that a lot. I think about, you said something that, got me thinking, but then you kind of caught me with the home topic, and
I was saying
I was gonna say something.
Maybe it was something I was saying, how I'm like kind of like I'm okay at like a couple things.
Oh, okay.
Did it have anything to do with it?
Okay at a couple things. Yeah. It was just like, I don't know. I recently watched this Netflix documentary about deep sea diving.
Okay.
You heard about this?
No.
It's called The Deepest Breath, and it follows basically a couple, but you don't really realize they're a couple. I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but this woman, she's trying to break some world records in the extreme sport of deep sea diving, which is fucking insane. And A24 picked it up. So I didn't even know they picked up documentaries, but it's pretty, I mean, or they produced it and then Netflix picked it up.
Right.
But I don't know. Like, some people, they know pretty early on in their lives, like what they're going to dedicate their lives to, or they have like a singular vision of who they need to become or what they need to do in order to, or like the thing they obsess over. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, they kind of, their whole entire deal is just kind of just getting through life. And I think that's the majority of people.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't really know where I'm going with this, but it for whatever reason, when you said, "Hey, I'm good at a couple things," like that made me think of just, I don't know, just how you kind of find yourself at 30 and you're like, "Oh shit.
What
should I be doing? What's next? Where should I be investing my curiosity, my energy?
Yeah.
Can you teach an old dog new tricks?" Like, I don't know. Just a bunch of thoughts entered the goddamn dome.
Yeah, like I feel like my whole life I've always obsessed over one thing and like try to perfect something, and only in the last like few years I feel like I fell off. I've been a little bit more like aimless, so I think that's why I've like found myself in a state of confusion where I'm like, okay, I gotta do I figure out this new path, or do I get back to like obsessing over something?
Well, I guess what I was gonna say, I finally figured it out, is that like there's so much like around, there is so much you have to account for in just everyday life, especially when you live in New York, or you know, when you're someone who oftentimes has to like parent themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like there is no safety net, there is no manual, there is no playbook, that like a lot of your energy gets caught up in just managing the day to day and managing like what the next few months look like versus what, you know, the next 10 years look like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I don't think anyone should be too hard on themselves with that. I think everyone's lying online about how good their lives are or how great they are at one thing. You're only going to see like, you know, the best people be celebrated.
Yeah.
And at what they do. And it's a very few number of people. I mean, maybe that sounds like loser shit, but maybe you too can become like a fucking master of the universe. Yeah. But I don't know.
No,
if you're not, that's fine.
I mean, we're doing fine. I don't know who I caught up with like a friend from college recently, and I was saying this bullshit, and they were like, dude, you're like, the podcast looks like it's doing well. You're about to go on tour.
Yeah, you're killing it.
Y'all got shit going on. But all right, let's get into the 25 minutes in. Let's get into this damn episode. I don't have any fucking skincare updates. The only thing I will say before we just dive into these articles is that the placebo bump of the Nutrafol is over. Guess I got to do it the boring way now and wait 3 to 6 months to see if it actually improves my hair cycle. But for a second there, I thought it was really doing something, and I'm sure it is, but time will tell. But that's it. So you got any skincare updates, or you want to just,
just quickly. I mean, no products to plug this week. Sorry for all our consumers out there, but, I went and got my pilar cyst removed from like the dermatologist took that out, and that's it. I mean, I could talk about the experience a little bit.
What is that to begin with? It's like
it's not a sebaceous cyst. I don't really fucking know. It's just like a ball. I have a photo of it if we want to include it in the reel. It's just like a ball of skin cells that builds up. Usually on your scalp. You can get them on your back, you can get them pretty much anywhere, but like it's a genetic thing, and I have a few more on the back of my head, but the one on top of my head was really bothering me, and I think it was affecting some of my hair growth.
Got it.
It was putting like hair follicles to sleep, and it was a little bit, I could see it a little bit.
Yeah.
So I wasn't too happy about that. I said, yo, let's get that shit removed. The very minor surgery went well. The only thing I really remember is that some dude's whiny ass acoustic cover of Dancing on My Own by Robin was blasting through these Cook speakers.
What is it?
While,
isn't it the fucking, is it the one we used to listen to in Chicago? You remember that one?
Is it Brother, like, my taste
like,
changed,
is it like a
dog.
Like a country guy? Not like
it's
a country guy,
yeah,
but he's like,
yeah.
He's like, like that?
That one.
Yeah, it's that song.
That song, God, it was awful.
Yeah, I used to love,
dude,
that shit, dude. Fuck. Damn. He's different.
Man. Different. Yeah, I am different. I'm built different now. And what else happened? The assistant didn't know what the fuck she was doing. But, you know, it was pretty minor. So the stitches are still there.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only skincare update I got. But, you know, I thought we could... Well, you sent this to me.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me an article about sunscreen.
Yeah.
Or sun protection as a lifestyle now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we could talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's it talks a lot about how like there's been a quick shift in Western culture where like in the early aughts, like tanning beds were all the rage. I wish I could remember all the names of those were the early vape shops. You saw a fucking tanning salon on every corner, and they all had the corniest names. I don't know if it's just like because do you think those still exist, or do you think a lot of them,
I don't know,
because I haven't been back in the Midwest in so long, and that's really what the Midwest is, what I identify with those beloved tanning beds.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't, you know, I will be on the lookout for one of them.
Yeah.
I'll be on the lookout for a tanning shop, a tanning bed shop.
a tanning salon,
goddamn tanning salon this weekend when I take my ass to the Jersey Shore.
Oh shit!
To engage in some personal GTL,
yeah,
and GTL time, and I'll let you know if I see one, because I haven't seen one in a long time either. I don't know. I think I don't know. I don't know. I think people get spray tans now. They get spray tans. I think
they get fucking, they don't get tan is what the article says, or they get the OG vitamin D tan. But yeah, kind of like how quickly now, even in Western society, it's changed to people wanting to, keep their light complexion for fear of sun damage. And now there's even like, clothing lines that specialize in sun protection. The most kind of ridiculous line I read was something about someone, I forget who they were talking to, but they said she even goes to bed in a sun protective mask. And I was like, all right, everybody chill. And I'm also curious as to where this incessant need for protection, sun protection, and this is a larger question, and wellness is coming from. You think it's like, and it also kind of ties in with an article that will, the Big CB article that I thought it was, I didn't even know that was a thing. He saw a doctor that specializes in age, like not aging, wait, I got to find,
age reduction.
Age management. Like age management and the sun protection. Anyway, you think it's like a subconscious reaction to global warming and basically our inability to do anything. And this is like our way of kind of like feeling like we have some control over our lives.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. Yeah.
Well,
that's it.
It's great.
I think that's it. Also, I think having to confront yourself every day by looking at your face in a camera and seeing that published online and then being bombarded by, you know, better looking people left and right, seeing them kind of obsess over their aging. Yeah, I think we've kind of all decided we're going to, you know, engage in this collective psychosis. So
it's great. It's great for the SPF industry. It's booming. Like, I mean, sales are up.
They are up. That's true. And, I mean, basically I something else that stood out to me in, that article you sent was, how they're like, even fashion is adopting, this sun protective lifestyle. You know, we saw that, we heard that firsthand from Liana last week when she told us about her Arrakis styled fucking Fisher visor. So I mean, yeah, I can see. We're seeing it everywhere.
I'm adopting a no sunscreen approach for the rest of summer.
Yeah. What? All right. What? Tell me about that.
No,
tell me about
that. I'm just kidding. I mean, honestly, for years I can't. Well, I mean, I bet there's been some times, but I've really have been like super religious about at least putting sunscreen on my face for a while now. And only because friend of the pod, Julia, was telling me that I was looking a little pale. There were like one or two days where I went out without sunscreen for the first time in ages. And that's the extent of it, because now I'm slathering on that sunscreen again.
Right. Well, should I skip forward to this Dewy Rue that, I have that's about sunscreen.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the other day, all right, first off, I might butcher this just because there's a lot of detail and a lot of, there are a lot of facts that I have to remember in order to tell this story. But, so yeah, the vibe of this is a Dewy Rude.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was winding down, I was with Anna. We're just on our phones. We're doing the endless scroll. And she shows me this video of this motherfucker who pops up. And if anyone who's on TikTok, they've probably seen this guy before. And first thing that stood out to me is he looked like a Wario version of me.
Okay.
With like a little, like a mustache and long hair. Or maybe I'm the Wario version of him.
Uh-huh.
Y'all can be the judge. And this guy's whole entire thing is he makes these TikTok videos of where he like takes a photo of a grocery store aisle or a pharmacy aisle, and then he takes that and he analyzes all the products and Googles their parent companies and tries to figure out, like tries to discover lawsuits and, you know, various like reports that kind of come to the same conclusion, like to make this overarching like message of, you know, that we all know that like mega corporations are trying to fuck us by skirting like, you know, FDA compliances.
Yeah.
You know, profits over people bullshit. Yeah, like nothing really new. But so he's pretty famous for doing that. But the one video that Anna showed me, because it just popped up on her feed, she like he just started talking about sunscreen,
mm-hmm.
and it led me down the whole entire like sunscreen panic rabbit hole.
Okay.
And I am really afraid of butchering this. I think we should make an episode where we kind of really get into this and kind of like this panic around like benzene and oxybenzone. But anyway, he looks at this aisle from CVS and he sees Banana Boat and he Googles who owns Banana Boat, and it's this company Edge. I almost said Edge Lord. I think it's called Edge. I forget the parent company. Uh-huh. But in finding out that this fucking Edge Lord company owns Banana Boat, mm-hmm. there's a link to a famous lab report that came out in 2021, and he goes, huh, I'm going to click this fucking link. And basically, it's this company, it's an independent lab called Valisher, and mm-hmm. big skincare heads on the pod who love to keep in the know about this shit, know what I'm talking about. And there was this lab report that came out in 2021 where they tested 294 different sunscreens, and about 4% came back having, you know, I guess, quote unquote, alarming levels of benzene in them, which is a trace contaminant. Mm-hmm. It's not like an ingredient that companies put into sunscreen. So like,
yeah.
it's just something that happens during the manufacturing process. And it usually happens with like the manufacturing of like aerosol sprays.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can imagine a lot of these sunscreens that had, you know, like curious levels of benzene in them, probably were like the spray-on ones, like
yeah,
Banana Boat, I think Aveeno, Neutrogena. Anyway, this guy goes on this tangent because he's like reading this like this report that has like very kind of scary language, being like, well, benzene, I guess, is a known carcinogen that you know, puts people at risk of developing fucking blood cancer, leukemia. The FDA like says, okay, like, this is a carcinogen, or like, the CDC says it's a carcinogen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's like reading this shit. He's fucking doing like cartoon face like reactions, and he just says this shit where he's just like, he's just baffled. He's baffled that like some of these products would have this this trace contaminant in them, and it's like proof that, you know, there's this huge conspiracy that we're putting profits over people, that they don't care about you. They're putting fucking cancer in the fucking sunscreen.
Yeah.
He literally says when you put this on your skin, when you rub it, you are literally rubbing cancer into your pores, and the blood. And your blood, where, how do you get shit into your bloodstream? Your skin. And I don't know. He just goes off on this bullshit, and he just doesn't do any other research about like what actual risks are involved of being exposed
mm-hmm.
to benzene at like the highest level that of one of these sunscreens had, and just like kind of leaves it at that.
Yeah.
I mean, he points out that there were like a list of sunscreens that like don't have it in there, but he just doesn't do like the extra research of saying like, oh, did you know that like when you go outside in the city, that you are breathing in like benzene two times more than one application of like the most contaminated sunscreen on that list like has. So, or that like when you fucking like spray on a contaminated sunscreen, that it's possible, it's probable actually, that because of how like how the density of benzene, that it'll evaporate before your skin could even absorb it. And so it just like leaves people with this fucking like taste in their mouth, like, oh god, like sunscreen,
yeah,
it causes blood cancer. It's everyone's doing fucking like, all right, my Dewey Root, all right, this is what my Dewey Root actually is.
Yeah,
I'm over these actually motherfuckers. These like these dude, like these people who just want to get one over you,
mm-hmm.
and they're all just doing like Alex Jones style, like they're turning the frogs gay type shit. Like like that's like they're basically doing their own version of that.
Dude,
and I'm just like
that. Yeah.
It's like, who cares? It's like, who cares? Like, do you not realize, like, you're walking outside. Yeah, okay, we get it. Corporations don't give a shit about you. Like, that's not news. Also, it's like, I don't know. I'm heated right now. I'm heated.
Amen.
I'm heated. Well, it's just, I don't know. It's just like, okay, so somebody who just like stopped at that video and decides to go on a bike ride all the way out to Titty Tilden. And they realize, oh, I forgot my sunscreen. I'm going to hop into the CVS, right? Oh, fuck. I remember that video. God damn. Oh, fuck. Wait.
Oh, damn it.
Which one of these sunscreens has benzene in them? Oh, man. My phone's not working. You know what? Fuck it. No sunscreen today.
Yeah. Damn. Which? So you were influenced.
Was I influenced? No, this didn't happen to me. That was a hypothetical.
Okay.
That was a hypothetical.
Got it.
But, you know, I am a very kind of like, you know, if you want to smoke cigs, do it. If you don't want to put sunscreen, I don't care. It's like, that's not gonna hurt me.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like, that's fine.
I feel like that's especially prevalent on TikTok. Like, everybody's got their little news channel, you know. Everybody's fucking, they got the right facts, and they gotta let the people know. They gotta stoke fear into the community.
Absolutely. But I thought I would just inject a little sunscreen commentary, little skincare commentary for the week, since I have no products to plug. But yeah, I think we should do a little more of a deep dive on it's all right. So it's kind of funny because there's this so-called like sunscreen panic, or like that people aren't using sunscreen anymore because they feel like it's causing you cancer. And like, I guess there's this other ingredient that goes in sunscreen as well, called oxybenzone, that like is like that like disrupts hormones or some bullshit, but it's like all the research around that's like non-conclusive.
Yeah.
And a lot of like, you know, trad health wellness people are saying, you know, don't wear that shit.
Yeah.
But, but at the same time, yeah, you're right. Like, sunscreen sales are up. People are buying it more than ever. So maybe there really isn't that much to report on.
Yeah. I feel like it's probably just like a small sector of the population online, but either way we should look into it. Gotta get Jill on the pod.
Well, Jill's funny too, because she's kind of anti sunscreen these days.
Is she? I thought she was like,
yeah,
she was the one, that explained to us like why people were anti sunscreen, right? What's her stance?
I think her whole stance on sunscreen, and I'm not going to speak for her, but I think she said that,
yeah,
like,
you're speaking for
that, like, some people need it, some people don't.
Yeah.
And
but
the thing is, the fact, all right, here's what the research says.
Comments, yeah.
Here's what the research says. I don't know. Maybe she could come up on the pod and she could like actually whatever.
Yeah.
Clarify what she meant. I just remember when we were all going to like, that Jolie party.
Yeah.
That just caught my ear, you know. Okay. But all right, so, but from what I've read, that UV rays are damaging your skin.
Okay, yeah.
And if you have a base level tan, that only accounts for like an SPF of 3. So like, you're still like getting sun damage all the time. Yeah. Will you develop skin cancer? That's a case by case.
For sure.
Situation, you know, that depends on the individual. Will you age? Will you look more aged than somebody else with the same amount of sun damage? Like, that's a case by case situation as well.
Yeah.
But you know, I think my stance as a podcaster of skincare is that sunscreen, it's not hurting nobody. You know what I mean? Just like,
I didn't know where you were about to go with that, but yeah. Hey, it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt to put it on. And the thing is, even if you got that fucking contaminated sunscreen on, you're fine. I'm sorry. You're fine. Like, go look up benzene. All right.
Just minimal amounts. It's, have you seen what's in the water? You know, we're fine.
Exactly. So. But if you don't want to go without sunscreen, if you want to go without sunscreen, that's fine too. You know, it's like, it's your life. Do whatever you want.
Facts. all right. What do we talk about now? Or is that, should we, do you want to talk about the Goop thing, or do you want to talk about, I won't name it, but the weight loss
supplements.
The weight loss supplement.
Someone. A a local entertainer mm-hmm. has been ingesting that
yeah. you can't
has lost him like lost them
yeah
like 20 pounds 20 or 30 pounds
can't even say where it's from but
no
but I did okay I don't know about you but I looked at I couldn't really
did you find it
no I didn't find it but I just looked at the packaging and it's like so it has kelp which can help you know regulate metabolism oh shit he's got a fucking Google invite hold on okay. So it is, I mean, unless the packaging is lying, I guess it is because this person was saying that it's all natural. And so the ingredient list is kelp, shisandra, ashwagandha, amla, valerian, lavender, cardamom, and matcha. So, all right, we know what matcha does. Cardamom reduces swelling and helps the immune system. Lavender is calming. Valerian is also calming. Amla or whatever boosts immunity, aids digestion, helps regulate blood sugar levels, excellent source of antioxidant. Shisandra or whatever has a long history of use in trad Chinese medicine to treat liver conditions and improve vitality. And kelp just like regulates your metabolism and can assist in weight loss over time. So I was thinking like, if I just go to fucking Whole Foods or some health food store and get all these supplements. I already got the ashwagandha and the cardamom. Is it going to have the same effects? Is this weight loss?
Yeah, if you go like apothecary mode and yeah. like become a little chemist and fucking
but the results,
create your own pills.
Yeah, the results of this are, I was shocked. I was shocked
oh.
to hear.
I mean, I had noticed it. So like the story goes, and we can bleep out things, mm-hmm. but I did a little social faux pas and we ran into a man and I was like, brother, you look great. Like you look like you lost a lot of weight. And I know you're not supposed to say that.
Right.
He was happy about it. He was like, man, this is why I love you. And he goes on to tell us about this drug that he's been taking. That's all natural that Emilio mm-hmm. He's just spelled out all the ingredients. And, But you can only get it in another country. Mm-hmm. And he sent me a picture of the packaging the next day because I was like trying to look for it. You know, yeah. I was trying to go fucking looking for nature's Ozempic over here, you know, just to lose you know, some remaining body fat that I yeah. have, which, you know, I got a lot. But could not find it. I tried doing like an image search. Mm-hmm. On Google to find any details about this natural drug that is being kept under wraps
yeah.
by the fucking media elite.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to bleep that out.
But the thing is, it's like I don't even think you have to bleep it out because dude, you can't fucking find it. You can't find it anywhere, dude.
I don't want motherfuckers what? Looking for this shit.
No, everyone's over, dog. They're going to fucking. They're going.
Where are they going now?
Going to Marseille. Marseille. They're going to fucking. They're going to fucking Marseille. Japan. They're going.
Dude, yeah. Why is like, everyone's? Yeah. Okay. Okay. But still, I did extensive Googling too, and I Googled in like the weird, like Craigslist type markets too, and I couldn't find anything. Craigslist, like of Craigslist.
Right. But my whole entire thing is now I need to approach said person mm-hmm. and say, hey, man, when you make another okay. order, okay. put my name down. Put in and get some extra capsules.
Get that diet right, brother. Just get the...
Yo, yeah, no, I really should be like, getting the diet right.
Dude, but, it's so tough in New York. It's
dude, fucking twink death, man. It sucks. I've been dying for the last 5 years.
True. Yeah, so that's that.
Sick.
What are we at? 46? 46 minutes.
46 minutes. All right. Do we just want to, I won't say rush through these segments, but we should touch on some things.
Okay.
I guess we already did Dewey Rude. I mean,
yeah.
All right. What about Dudes of the Week?
I don't have any actual Dudes of the Week other than a sports guy.
Who's the sports guy?
Well, you obviously know it's going to be. Let's see how tuned in you are. Obviously, it's soccer. What?
Okay,
what?
I'm not tuned in.
Damn,
I'm not tuned in.
Oh, you're. I mean, I guess it's a little late. You could also say I feel like we've podcasted since since Wimbledon was like 2 weeks ago already.
2 weeks ago, man.
Mr.
Carlos Alcaraz.
Yeah. The young Spanish buck. What is he, 20? 20 or 21? I think he's 20.
He's 20. He's 20,
The next generation. I
don't think I've ever seen like a beefier man play tennis.
I know. He's like the Tiger Woods of tennis, revolutionizing the muscle mass in the sport. But I feel like I've watched maybe like 6 or 7 Wimbledons. So not a lot. But that was one of the craziest finals I've seen, just because, yeah, I've never seen so much like raw, like just sheer like power. And that motherfucker like didn't like, I mean, he made fucking Djokovic look fucking every year of 36 or however old he is. Cause towards the end I was like, this is crazy. This 20 year old's not like, he did not get his serve did not drop from like 130 miles per hour from the first to the last goddamn serve. Did you think it was crazy?
Yeah. I mean, I think it just, all right.
Yeah, sports.
It was really long. And the thing is, I guess, I don't know if there was like somebody taking, obviously somebody was probably taking score of this, but like some of those games were like longest games of history, right? No, uh-huh. Like they felt like it. They felt like incredibly long. Like,
mm-hmm. I mean, it was long, but you know, sometimes they're kind of long.
Sometimes they go on.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go on, you know. I'll know more after I go to the US Open.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm not going to that. But
wait, I forgot to mention this. La Roche-Posay has like a suite at the US Open.
Wait, how do you know about this?
Jill was talking about it cuz she did some work for them. And she was like saying like we need to position ourselves to be a part of that suite. I'm not going to be here, but you guys should fucking,
all right, yeah, I guess we'll talk about sunscreen at the fucking La Roche-Posay suite at the US Open.
Yeah. So that's that. But yeah, that, no, so that wasn't my do of the week. But the other do of the week is, you really don't, okay, he just made the move. Made the move to Miami.
I really fucking don't.
The greatest player the sport's ever seen.
Damn, is this a soccer player?
Soccer player.
Oh yeah, no, I will not know.
Damn, dude, it's fucking Lionel Messi.
I did not hear about this.
Yeah. I mean, he's 36, which is like his prime was like, yeah,
he's
like,
done.
His,
he's cooked.
Definitely not cooked, because he was playing in Paris the past two seasons, still playing at like the highest level of the European sport in Europe and doing well. And for the past whatever fucking 20 years, he was just like dominating on such an insane level. So honestly, to be 36 and still be like where he's at, I mean, he won the World Cup this past winter. It's pretty impressive. Like I think, you know, viewers of the sport got so used to him doing the most insane things that now when you watch him, you think he's kind of cooked because he's not dribbling past like 5 or 6 people at once. But he's still, I was shocked to hear that he was going.
He's playing smarter, not harder.
To Miami. Yeah, exactly. He does walk a lot. That's true. But I've never fucking watched. Okay, maybe I've watched one game of MLS on TV because it's the most boring shit ever, and I cannot stand like the fucking dorky ass American commentators. But
I mean, it had to have been a hefty deal.
Oh yeah,
I missed all this.
It's like on the back end, it's going to be like $1 billion deal. David Beckham's the owner of this team in Miami, so he had, you know, huge hand in bringing him over. But I think also Messi just like wants to, you know, enjoy his football and be under less stress, because he was routinely booed in Paris, and then just a lot of other stress that his team before. But anyway,
what do you think is going to happen? What does he think is going to happen in Florida? Like why is he going to Florida,
dude? Fucking. The page,
like Miami,
Miami, dude.
Like he's Miami, Miami, Florida.
He's in Miami, okay, Florida. Right. Yeah, he's all in right. Miami, Florida. He brought the family over to Miami. They also brought over like a. I'm getting too into it. They also brought over this guy Busquets, which was a midfielder that he played with for years together at Barcelona. Also, like 35 now, way past his prime. But anyway, so they're linking the gang back up together. But I fucking watched an MLS game like on my phone, and I was like, "What the fuck am I doing right now?" But my guy scored. Scored the winning goal in his debut, and then the very next game scored 2 goals. So he's still I mean, at the MLS level is not great, but
so this is where they come to retire, huh?
This is where they come to retire.
Their twilight years, yeah.
Twilight years, but I will like normally people are very cooked by the time they get here. Even though he's 36, like I feel like he could play until he's like 40. He'll probably be cooked in like 2 years, but for now he's still say he's one of the top five players in the world. But anyway, enough about sports. That's one dude of the week. The next dude of the week is shout out to Affirm Loans. Without Affirm, I wouldn't have a lot of the tour gear I have. Without Affirm, I wouldn't have this beautiful dining table that I am potting on right now, because for the low, low payments of $54 a month, I got a brand. I think it's the same one you have, just bigger. Like it's a fucking, I just saw it on Lycan and I was like, that, I think that's the perfect size. It's like,
Okay.
Like the Eames thing or whatever. And it's 36 inches. And I've just been dying to like, you know, I've been fucking eating over my sink because I don't even want to eat on my little 18-inch dining table. So this is, this feels good. It feels good. And thanks to Affirm, I won't miss the payments this time. And that's it.
They're going to come barging into your apartment. They're going to take it all back. One missed payment.
No.
They'll just, I got Brock to collections over that Blink membership that I forgot to cancel.
Dude, yeah.
$120 I owe them.
Good luck. Better not move anytime soon, or that's gonna
Affect the credit score, dog.
Affect the credit score. But that's it. Wait, last dude of the week.
Okay, yeah. You got another one?
Sorry, last dude of the week, myself. August 4th, 8 to 11 PM. Lovely day. Come say happy birthday. That's it. Continue.
Yeah, come to Emilio's birthday. Yeah, you're also my dude of the week. Yo, another dude of the week, fucking what's her toes? Bobby Althoff. Shout out to the new WME signee. One, come on the pod. Two, you know, don't let the naysayers try to bring you down and thinking that you're the first podcasting industry plant. Anybody who's been following her.
Mm-hmm.
I've never followed her ever. So but I guess she was a mommy influencer, and her whole entire shtick was that she's like this like deadpan comedian similar to like an Aubrey Plaza.
Right.
And she just got big on TikTok.
Yeah.
But everybody has their own fucking TikTok channel. So if you never came across her, then like, you know, like if you weren't paying attention to mommy shit, then you know, you never saw her. So she seems like she was kind of like she just came out of nowhere. But she's interviewing Drake. She's interviewing Yachty. She's interviewing fucking Mark Cuban.
It's very Between Two Ferns. Remember that shit?
I remember that shit. Yeah, but you know, I like to see
see podcasting.
Well, yeah, I like to see podcasting. Podcasting continue on without the help of its without the help of celebrities.
Yeah,
creating a new celebrity. I like the idea of a new celebrity coming out of the woodworks. Bobby Althoff is
Althoff. I think
Althoff. Okay, Bobby Althoff.
It's not cooked yet. Podcasting is not over yet, folks.
Who another dude of the week? This one, just because I've been watching a lot of movies by this guy lately, Adam Egoyan. Have you heard of him? Egoyan. He's a Canadian filmmaker. He directed Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
Directed Exotica. A movie I watched recently that I thereroughly enjoyed was The Sweet Hereafter. Check him out if you guys are looking for something new, something... How would I describe his movie? Oh, wait, I have to say something really quick. Last week on the pod, I made the fucking embarrassing mistake of thinking that Adrian Lyne directed Basic Instinct, which he did not. That's Paul Verhoeven. And my ass should have known that. So
I almost cut that out.
He was like, damn, spreading misinformation out there. But yeah, check out some Adam Egoyan movies. Who else?
The Puzzle Weaver of Human Connections. That's what comes up when
that's what they say about him.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that.
Okay. Dewey do's and don'ts.
Oh fuck, dude. Dewey do. another shame. Dewey Do, August 4th. Come to, come to the B-Day party. Dewey Do. So I don't even know who the fuck this is. Somebody DM'd me last night and was like, yo, do you know, sorry if this is invasive, do you know where you're staying in Atlanta? And I was like, I have no idea. Well, first they were like, do you know what time your set's at? And I was like, I won't know until like 3 days before. They ended up sending me like a map and like circled the areas, which I guess I'm going to have to look at it into it, or maybe just trust their word. They're like, don't stay here. It's kind of like a weird area. Everyone's always like, don't stay by the venue. It's kind of like not the safest place. Like these are like the areas that are good. And it was actually so helpful because in all these fucking cities, it's just me picking a fucking random spot in the map. So anyway, if you got, look up my tour dates, if you got advice on where to stay, etc., shoot me a DM.
Yeah, have you thought about like the like your hotel Airbnb situation? Do you have like a room every night somewhere for all of these cities?
At the moment I have zero rooms. But I do know from my years of touring that there are some Walmart parking lots let you park the car overnight. A couple other places let you park the car overnight. So I'm not going to just like drive and see what happens. I'm going to start, you know, how to get my money right. And now I'm going to start booking some places. Yeah. Okay. Airbnbs, hotels,
motels, a hotel tonight,
a lot of hotel tonight, I think.
Yeah.
Hostels. Okay. Yeah.
Big fans. You could stay at a fan's place.
I wish there was a good I have such a hard time like organizing. I'm not type A organizing myself, and I don't know, like I feel like a fucking 80-year-old. Like I'm just like, I think I'm just gonna like write in a notebook like my like, all right, here gotta leave from, here's the time window in which I have to leave to get to the next city on time, etc. Just like plan it all out. I guess I could just start using fucking Google Cal like a normal person. But yeah, so still figuring that out. Don't leave things to the last second, which is what I'm currently doing, because it just creates a lot of unnecessary stress.
Hell yeah. Dewey Do. Okay. The other day, all right, here's a Dewey Do. I haven't done this yet, but I think it's a good idea. All right. The other day I found myself in a classic predicament, asking the age old question, where the fuck did all my socks go? And it got me thinking, God, what if I just dipped into my savings, took out like $500, pulled up to Uniqlo and just spent it all there on socks and just one trip? And do you think that would cover me for life? Do you think I would have enough socks for life?
For life? Definitely not for life. I also don't.
Think for life?
I think you should spend $500.
On socks, dude, I think like, just get I'm thinking about volume. Like, don't buy like nice socks. I'm saying like
they're a shit ton
of socks,
dude. Even if they're a dollar, that's only 500 socks. That's like if you change your socks every day, that's like a year and a half. That's like
No. I'm not saying like, do it Justin Bieber okay. like fucking
okay,
like
throw them out after
Calvin
use.
Klein underwear style. No, I'm saying just in general.
Okay, I see. Like. Yeah, I thought you were doing Bieber mode.
No, not Bieber mode. No, I'm not trying to be wasteful. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're not someone who's always on that Costco beat mindset, like socks. Where do they go? Where do they go? You like, why? Like, I feel like I'm buying socks all the fucking time. Where do they go?
Yeah.
Do you not feel the same way?
No, I mean, like every once in a while, but I've had them for like a while. I mean, sometimes they just get fucking. Like you don't if you go to the laundromat, you don't fully check if there's shit like tucked inside, you know, after you run them through the wash. But no, you should just, because I end up throwing away a lot of those Uniqlo socks because they get holes. But I have like three pairs of nice socks that I bought $50 for like three pairs that I bought back in like 2018 when the streaming numbers were up. And I've washed those socks. I never wash my shit in like hot water because it's bad for the clothes. But these, I've washed them in hot water. I fucking dried them. Just like put them through the wringer for years, since 2018. No holes. They've kept up. They look brand new every time I still wear them. So I think you should just invest in some instead of 500 pairs of socks, a couple nice pairs, and that's it.
Okay, all right, but maybe I'll take your advice. Anyway, the line of thinking is, you know, everyone get your sock game right.
Get your sock game right.
Calibrate it to your style. Another, all right, here's a do we don't. Okay, I want to get your thoughts on this. If you're, let's say, over the age of 25.
Okay.
Stop trying to make spontaneous plans.
Okay, yeah, like
if I get one more, what are you doing tonight? Or like, hey, are you around? Hey, I'm in the neighborhood text from people expecting me. Look, I like to feel included. Keep sending me those texts. Like, just know in your head that I have, like, I'm trying to settle down now. You know, like, I'm trying to, like, I have, like, so many things are happening all at once that if you send me a text asking me to hang out, like, within the next few hours of that night, it's not going to happen. Like, we have to literally put something on the calendar. I think that's so, do we don't, or do we do start making plans days in advance with social plans, even with friends, even with your closest friends? I think that's the way to do it. I think after 25, it's like, brother, it's time to grow up.
Yeah, I'm tired of getting the are you working tonight text, because also if I am working, then someone also recently told me, like, oh, it kind of seemed like you're in a bad mood. It was so busy, and we had like cut three servers, and we cut someone because like for an hour it was dead, and then it just, the place got packed out. And then later somebody was like, oh, it seemed like you were in a bad mood. I was literally sprinting. But yeah, the like, I mean, that's my equivalent to the what you doing tonight. It's the are you working tonight, because somebody wants to chill while I'm at work. But when I'm a working man, I'm working.
I mean, yeah, there's a time and place for it. I mean, I think like, look, I mean, I don't think it has to be an evergreen rule, but yeah, I don't know. I think just too many things are happening in everyone's lives these days. And I think making the common courtesy of saying, hey, what if we choose a day to do the activity I want to do with you, instead of just fucking just like, hi, I'm in the neighborhood right now. Do you want to grab a drink?
I'm outside your apartment.
Like, I fucking hate that shit. I'm sorry. I just do. But any other do we do? That's all I got.